not right based on the fact that you have not experienced the disparities that have you taught or have you been in an institution where you have seen low-income students not get into college because they do not understand that a 3.8 GPA is a really high GPA?
That's not a race issue. That's a class issue.
That is the
there
class.
There are white students at the.
I agree. But what is the highest percentage of students in that school?
But that's a class issue.
Sir, we are talking about issues that are correlational. Intersectionality.
No.
Intersectionality.
No, I understand what intersectionality is. You're talking about, you know, so you're emphasizing the group aspect of it, and I care more about emphasizing the individual.
There's always a group aspect in it when you are not considered an individual in this country.
So I think this is another area where if we calmly talked about it, we'd have to just agree to disagree.
We can agree. I'm agreeing to disagree with you from the jump.
This is one of the big points of disagreement is, should you evaluate people as individuals?
Yes.
Or should you evaluate people based on their group identity?
You should identify a person as to how they identify.
Right.
Their individualism is tied to a group identity when their group identity is put first before anything else.
But I am opposed to using group identity to evaluate.
Well, that's because you are a white man. And you are allowed to be, you are allowed to be an individual. When I walk into a building, I'm a black woman first. The first thing that people see, they don't see me as an MCD major student or a poli sci diversity minor. No, they see me as a black woman. And I walk into classrooms and I'm like, okay. But we disagree on the fact that individuals.
This event is not producing that type of conversation.
And why do you think that is?
Well, I talked about that before. All right, but so I mean, I'm in agreement with you that this is not producing a useful, productive discussion.
But until the point when people are willing to sit and discuss issues, not based on their personal agendas, is when we'll be able to make a solution. But today, this is a personal agenda.
Organize an event. I come and speak.
I work two jobs. How am I supposed to organize an event? Sir, you work one job, yes? And you're able to go home and chill and read a book. I have to do homework.
I did a lot of organizing when I was an undergraduate.
I work two jobs, sir. And that is because of economic disparities in this country. Unless we're willing to look at the nitty-gritty, we can never agree on something because you think that everybody has the same level of opportunity.
I did not say that. You keep putting words in my mouth.
Okay,
saying
but
that
you
I think
believe...
But that's why a conversation would be helpful.
Would be helpful. So would you be willing to have a conversation in your classroom about this?
No, I don't think it's appropriate to do.
Why not? Why not? Because this is a very appropriate scenario. This is an opportunity where where dialogue can happen. If you're willing to give 1 hour of your classroom, I will come. I will come and we can have a conversation. Because if you're really in a position of power, you are a faculty member. You can choose the time. That's a solution. I'm offering an offering in hand.
An hour where you're going to have a discussion.
In your classroom, because those are people who are willing to listen to you. You are in charge of that room. You have that power.
There's no reason to bring a political conversation.
It has every reason, sir. It has every reason. I will not agree to disagree with you on this one because this is a position of power that you have.
To bring politics into my computer science classroom.
Bring it up.
Hey, I'd be happy to have conversations
in your classroom because when you are getting paid at that time, you are getting paid. Your students are learning. They're learning more beyond I numbers and IT stuff. They're learning about how to be an individual and a member of society. We should be able to have that conversation.
I would have to disagree.
Okay, well, that's the problem here because you have a position of power. I'm willing to take up time out of my class when I'm in school, when I don't have to commute home, and come into your classroom instead of going to my classroom and learning physics and biochem and come and talk to your students and we can have a dialogue about race, ethnicity, and what it means to be a member of society.
I mean, I'm going to do that outside of class. But
that's the issue because nobody has an incentive to sit down and have that conversation. And that's it.
There seems to be a lot of people here who are interested in
having
that conversation.
Because of what? Because of what? A hate-based thing.
You asked earlier. You kind of yelled to the crowd, would you go to Kane Hall for a discussion about this? And they all shouted yes.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Okay,